All right, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 20th of May, Saturday morning, and I want to talk about the destruction of America. I don't know how else to say it. We're under attack internally. We have internal enemies against the United States, and right now the Biden administration is absolutely leading the charge. It's time that people named enemies, and this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. The Republicans are just as much a part of the problem. All those mainstream Republicans out there that wink and nod and blink and nod, and they pretend like they're against this stuff, and yet they will do nothing to stop it, nothing whatsoever to stop it, including McCarthy. Our country is under siege. It's under attack. The enemies are from in. The enemy's not China. The enemy's not Russia. It's internal enemies, and they're destroying this country. They have no respect whatsoever for the rule of law, no respect for the Constitution of the United States, no respect for the Bill of Rights, no respect for the First Amendment. People say, oh, you're just a gun nut. No, First Amendment, First Amendment. They're setting up all kinds of government agencies to go out and police what people say on the internet and then charging people with hate crimes or putting people on lists. And it's rampant. It's from the governor of California, Newsom, right up to Joseph Biden, and the Republicans do nothing to stop this. And you've got that guy in the White House, Biden. He goes out, he claims we're all Americans. On the other hand, he goes to Philadelphia Hall just before the 2022 election, and he basically condemns 50% of Americans as traitors to this country, basically declaring that he's at war with the traitors against this country, which includes half of the country that voted for Biden. I don't care if you think it's the slightly over 50% that voted for Trump. Regardless of whether you think it was over 50% that voted for Trump or a little bit less than 50% that voted for Trump, the bottom line is half of America voted for Trump. And he went out and declared war on all the MAGA Republicans. As far as I'm concerned, that's anybody that voted for Trump. He's an enemy. And the people that support him are enemies. And they look at you and I as scum. They look at you and I as people that need to be eliminated. We're the irredeemables. We're the flyover people. We're the people that need to the uncompromising, the people that cannot be reformed. This is a war. We're at war in the United States today, and the enemy of the Constitution, the enemy of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment are sitting in the White House. They're sitting in the halls of Congress. They're sitting in the corporate boardrooms. They're sitting in the major media. Major media and the government are in lockstep. It's controlled. The people that are news anchors are actors. They're paid actors. They're paid actors. They're given a script that says, you're going to go say this. And they're liars and they're frauds. And our country is being invaded. We have an invasion. It's coming over the border by the millions. And I know how immigration works. Once they get in, once they get established, boom, they turn around and they petition. It's 7 to 10 to 1. For every one person that gets adjusted, they're going to turn around and petition 7 to 10 more people to come into the United States of America. And then those people will petition another 7 to 10. We're being invaded, and it's being propagated and pushed by internal enemies. We have internal enemies in the United States. And Biden can get up there and declare openly that MAGA Republicans are the enemies of the United States and the enemies of democracy. I declare it right back. He's the enemy of the United States of America. So are everybody that supports him. So is the Democrat Party. So is the mainstream Republicans. They're bigger traitors than the Democrats because they sit there and pretend one thing and they do something else. They're liars. They're cheats. They're traitors. This country's being destroyed from within. The only people that are going to stop this is you and I. The people out there sitting there paying their taxes, we've been abiding by the rules all our lives. All our lives we abide by the rules. And then they change the rules on us. Oh, yeah, you can't have free speech anymore, Fritz Bergen. You can't do that. We're going to shut down your YouTube account. We're going to shut down your Twitter account. We're going to make sure that you will never, ever succeed in your workplace anymore. We're going to cut off your paycheck. We're going to harass you. We're going to put out public hit pieces on you because you don't say what the regime wants you to say. We're at war, buddy. We're already at war. National Security Council white paper on combating domestic violent extremists basically targets me because I have ideas that they don't like. If you read that thing, it talks a lot about violence, but you read between the lines and even explicitly, it's about information, baby. It's about free speech. And they're going to turn the entire apparatus of the national security state against Americans. And it's not only the FBI and the CIA and the State Department and the Marshals Service. It's foreign governments and international organizations and NGOs. It's they put it out in black and white. They're going to get the UN. They're going to get the Brits. They're going to get the Canadians. They'll get the Israelis. They'll get the ADL. They'll get the SPLC. And it's all going to be a joint combined effort against American citizens that have ideas that they disagree with. And Pastor, golly, you got to wake up. Part of the problem is the only way you protect your freedoms is exercise your freedoms. And what the church has done, and I'm part of the problem, I'm trying to be part of the solution now. But part of the problem is if you don't exercise what you're supposed to say, it's going to go away. And if the pastors can't say what the Holy Scriptures say, the rights go away. And you've changed the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've created an entirely new religion. It's a new religion. It's a different religion. It does not reflect the Holy Scriptures. You pick and choose what Holy Scriptures you want, and you reject the rest. And here we are. And the church has become part of the great horde, part of Babylon the Great. And you've got an eternal enemy that's against the Constitution of the United States. It's against Jesus Christ. It's against the Holy Scriptures. It's against the Bible. It's against the white race. I've documented that quite a bit here at bloodandfaith.com. And I've showed you theologically why they hate the white race. They hate the white race because there's a connection between the white race and Jesus Christ. And if your little evangelical mind can't wrap that around her, go back and listen to some of my podcasts here at bloodandfaith.com. All the scriptures written since Jesus Christ rose from the dead were written in a European tongue. You think that's by chance? Good God, how come it's not written in Chinese or Hebrew anymore? It's written in a European tongue. Why do you think Paul went to Europe? Why do you think the greatest apostle of all went to Europe? He was a Jew that converted, and he says, oh my God, we're in a devil religion. And he goes to Europe, he says, don't believe the Jews. Convert to Jesus Christ. He's the king, he's the master, he's the Lord of every nation. And Jesus Christ warned us, he says, these people that call themselves Jews, they're liars, they're Satan's synagogue. And oh God, the evangelicals bow down and worship at Satan's synagogue. Come on now, come on, I'm telling you the truth. And they're going after people, and one of the biggest things they do is there's a soft repression. They call you racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. Well, once you run that gamut, you're a good little Democrat. You're a good little wokester leftist. If you say, oh, we need strong borders, you're a racist. I don't understand these pastors that don't have the intellectual ability to understand this. You're supposed to be the smartest of the bunch. You're supposed to be the most intelligent of the bunch, and you will not find racist in the Holy Scriptures. It's not in there. It's not in there. It's quite the opposite. You're loyal to your race. You're loyal to your race, according to the Holy Scriptures, starting with the fifth commandment. You honor your father and mother. You honor your ancestors. Don't be like the Pharisees and abandon the fifth commandment and say, be loyal to the church instead. You liar and you hypocrite. You're just like the Pharisees of old. Oh, you can be loyal to the church instead. No, you're loyal to your ancestors. You're loyal to your parents. You're loyal to your bloodline. You're loyal to your race. I don't care if you're black, white, or in between. That's part of the social order that God created. That God created. Not man, but God created that. Everybody's, you get a blue passport. Oh, we're all Americans. You liars. You're a bunch of liars. You got Biden up there saying, oh, half of America, they're traitors to their country. Half of America is traitors to the United States. Half of America is traitors. They're enemies of democracy. All these Republican, MAGA Republicans. And they're hypocrites. On one hand, they want everybody to be Americans. On the other hand, they say, no, half of you, you're enemies of the state. You're enemies of democracy. We're at war. Well, will we wake up? Are we going to wake up? Are we too afraid of somebody saying, oh, you're a racist, you're sexist, you're anti-Semitic? Those are the chains upon you. Those are the chains upon you. The chains upon you are them calling you racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. And there's some new ones that came up the other day. I couldn't believe it. There we go. There's your anti-ist. This is how they control you. You need to ditch those words. Don't ever say, I'm not this because of that. Just say, you know what? Those are illegitimate terms. Call them all you want. You're not going to free yourself unless you deal with the rhetorical tools that they've used to trap and train you. They've trapped you and they've trained you. Oh, we're against hate in all its forms. No, you're not. You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. Joe Biden, you're a hypocrite. You're just like the Pharisees of old. So are all the Democrats, the Republicans that talk the same way. You're like the hypocrites of old. You claim you're against hate, but you try to stir up hate against half of America by calling them racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic, by calling them the enemies of democracy, by calling them the enemies of our great country. You're a liar and you're a hypocrite, Joe Biden. What a hypocrite. Oh, I'm against hate. No, you're not. You're trying to foment hate against 50% of America. The Christian half of America, by the way. And that old snake, Obama, clinging to their guns and religion. You're dang right we are going to cling to our guns and religion. You're no kidding, we are. And Americans, you need to get over this idea that you can't say or do anything because the SPLC is going to call it racist or sexist or homophobic. Those are your biggest chains. Your biggest chains are in your mind. The biggest chains are in your mind where you say, well, I can't think this. I can't say that. Yes, you can think this. Yes, you can say that. Absolutely, you can think this. And I put up something at Blood and Faith yesterday. Talked about an African man speaking about Africans. And I guarantee you, people will say, oh, this is so racist. Dude, anytime you say that, you demonstrate how deeply bound you are into the cult. Why are you a cult member? Why are you speaking in the language of the cult? Why are you speaking like the cult members speak? Why do you bind yourself to the cult? You should say, hey, yeah, this makes sense. This is true. It doesn't matter if somebody calls it racist or not. And guess what? You're going to free yourself. But when you abide by a morality that has no basis in the Holy Scriptures, and I don't care if you're an atheist or not. I don't care if you're a Christian or not. If you have a morality that's not based out of the Holy Scriptures, you're going to end up where America is in 2023, where we're butchering little kids, cutting off girls' breasts before they can even grow, and you're calling it good. We're an evil country. We're an evil country. And the people that have done this are the people inside this country. It's not the Russians. It's not the Chinese. It's people that have an American citizenship. They're sitting in the halls of Congress. They're sitting in your courts. They're sitting in their corporate boardrooms. They're sitting in your grade school teachers' seats. They're sitting in your university professorships. They're not good people with evil ideas. They're evil people. You got to get over this little Christian idea that God loves the sinner, hates the sinner. No, he hates the sinner. Sinner's going to go in one place. Oh, but he died for him. Yes, he did. And it's up to them to repent. He's done his part. It's up to them to repent. Jacob, he loved. Esau, he hated. He hated Esau. And you're either of Jacob or you're of Esau. You're either of the blood of the seed of the woman in Jesus Christ, you're of the seed of the serpent. There's not another way. There's no third path. You will either serve Jesus Christ or you will serve the Antichrist, and we serve the Antichrist in America today, in 2023, in Europe, and in all the formerly Christian countries. We serve the Antichrist. Where's the church? The church bends over and gives the Antichrist whatever he wants. Go ahead and have your little drum beating ceremonies on a Sunday morning for an hour. Beat your drums, man. You have the pastor give you another 14-point sermon on the rapture. Satan couldn't care less because you don't make a difference in society. Where's your call for Christian nation states based on ethnicity? Oh, we can't say that. That's racist. Well, then the Bible's racist and Jesus Christ is a racist. He came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. How dare you call him a racist? How dare you call him a racist? Putting your devil names on Jesus Christ, my King. Stirring up hatred towards Jesus Christ. What do you think Jesus Christ did at Babel? He separated the nations. A nation is a race. It's an ethnic group. Nations to be born. He separated them by race. And he spread them out across the earth. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. He gave them their times and their boundaries. How dare you fight against what Jesus Christ did and declare what he did at Babel racist? How dare you call the 17th chapter of Acts racist? How dare you attack Jesus Christ and stir up hatred towards his word and the Holy Scriptures and Jesus Christ? Christian, evangelical, how dare you? How dare you call Jesus Christ misogynist and sexist because he refused to appoint one female to be his apostles? Not one. Well, we're not sexist and misogynist. And you're a better Christian than Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we've invented a new religion. The evangelicals invented an entirely new religion. They've gone down the same darn road as the mainstream church, as Episcopalians, as the Methodists, as the Lutherans, as every other one of them out there. Got the homosexual flag out front. Oh, God loves the homosexual. No, he doesn't. He hates them. He burned them up in Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, that's offensive. Yes, it is offensive. Why are you so concerned about not offending Satan's synagogue and couldn't care less about offending the Word of God and Jesus Christ? That's what I want to know. You're so concerned about not offending that Satan and his seed
and the Antichrist and the beast and the world city. You won't offend them, but you'll offend Jesus Christ and you'll offend his word. And you couldn't care less about what Jesus Christ himself says. Oh, Pasui, no, we don't want to talk about that. Forget that stuff. Where's your loyalty? Where's your honor? Where's your integrity? Where's your spirit to fight? It's gone. You've bent the knee to the Antichrist.
Oh, Fritz, you're too excited. You're getting way too excited, Fritz. Just calm down. Everything's going to be okay. And they're butchering children and showing pictures of us on the internet to mock us to our face. They don't care about this country. They don't care about a Christian country. Open up the borders and bring them all in. First Amendment doesn't matter to them anymore. And the church is silent. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.